that, both with Port of Providence and also potentially a Quonset, not necessarily a container port,
sure,
but something of higher traffic. I know we do some small stuff there now.
Right, we have the
cars.
Autos being imported there. It's underutilized. We have a great airport there. We have a deep seaport. Great infrastructure that we've all paid for between the mm-hmm. rail and the highways. I think there's some stat you can drive to New York and Boston. I don't think there's one readily now either way. Mm-hmm. So either place, which is a pretty good stat. Right? So with that, I think we need to focus on a cluster of industries, not get not play like timing the market type of thing. Oh, something's hot now. Let's push forward.
Right. Yeah.
And let's. Again, we need a strategic plan and how we're going to get there. Mm-hmm. Can't let it float from EDC director to EDC director or whatever.
Right.
I think we have an opportunity, especially with the reshaping of the financial world. I don't think it's going to be as in vogue going forward to be in the 61st floor of some skyscraper in New York or Boston. So maybe we can use those things to our advantage, but we need a tax structure in Rhode Island that puts us on the playing field.
Right.
And that's why when I was in the legislature, I advocated, now this is something that I do feel passionately about, and I will lead the charge on and wave the flag. We reduced the capital gains tax from 5% to 1.6%. Again, it was in response to Massachusetts. That was when I was chair of the Finance Committee and led that charge. The Massachusetts had reduced its capital gains tax from 5% to 0%. And we in Rhode Island still had it at 5%. Tried to respond to that. We did start to step it down. And then Massachusetts, lo and behold, reversed course and went back to 5%. Mm-hmm. So now we're at a competitive advantage when it comes to capital gains taxes. Why should the state of Rhode Island be partners with any of us around the table if we're going to risk our money to make money, a 5% partner? We have it down to 1.6. We need to get it to 0. We need to have a top tier personal income tax rate that is as competitive or more competitive than the states around us. Now, New Hampshire has a very low rate,
right,
but let's be better than Mass, let's be better than Connecticut, let's be better than New York. We can do that. We're driving down the cost of government now, a lot of employees exiting. We have a strict process that doesn't allow easy replacement of those employees. There's a whole hiring council, and it's not like the old way of you can decide if you want to rehire someone. It's really not happening. So let's leverage technology, let's keep the overhead low, and let's then use the benefit of that to drive down our tax rates. That's what we'll